Environmental groups are urging Governor Jared Polis to support a major climate bill pending in the Colorado legislature. Senate Bill 200, aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions and increasing environmental justice, would set caps on emissions for various business sectors and give an Air Quality Control Commission the power to enforce them. Ian Tafoya, with the group Green Latinos, says it also would establish an environmental justice ombudsperson, an advisory board to listen to the perspectives of frontline communities feeling the effects of the climate crisis.
Rural communities that are on the front line are facing wildfires, drought, crop loss, and irregular crop seasons. If you live in an urban setting, the impacts are air pollution, and we're seeing the connections to COVID.
It also would classify greenhouse gas emissions as regulated pollutants, thus requiring businesses to pay fees for emitting carbon dioxide like they do for other pollutants. Last week, Governor Polis indicated he would veto the bill, saying decisions about emissions caps shouldn't be made by an unelected commission. Renee Chacon, with Indigenous nonprofit Spirit of the Sun, says environmental policies that benefit the economy without regard to how they influence the community pose harm that can take years to undo. She sees bringing together perspectives from frontline communities, especially those not in elected office, as a major benefit.
It brings a form of equity where you don't have to run for politics in order to have influence in policy making when it comes to community monitoring.
And Jen Clanahan, with the group Mountain Mamas, says SB 200 puts the governor's own climate roadmap into action.
One of the things that moms across Colorado would like to say to Governor Polis is that we urgently need to take action on the climate crisis. And so we're asking him not to veto our kids' future.
She encourages all state leaders to address the climate crisis with urgency. She notes last year, Colorado had three of its largest wildfires in history, and much of the state currently faces drought conditions. For Colorado News Connection, I'm Lily Bolke.